Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new Phillies Today. It's Francisco Rojas with you on this Monday, right before the Phils get set to play the Miami Marlins for a three-game set, as pretty much every series is really important from here on out, unless the Phils just get stupid hot and, you know, or he could be back in, I'm not getting that far, to get back in like the divisional race, anything like that. No, but you get the point. It's pretty good, you know, possibility here that the Phillies are going to continue to be playing really important series till the end of the season right now. And they have one coming up here against Miami, and a really good sweep against the Minnesota Twins, especially after game number three, where you were down 5-0 early and you're able to come back in this game. Now, you know, last two games didn't really have a problem scoring runs early on and getting out to the leads before the third game of the series against Minnesota. But gutsy win yesterday, as, you know, Painter struggled a little bit early on and, you know, was capped off by a Cody Clemens home run, an old friend in that third inning. And, but come back in this game. Alec Bohm with a huge series and a huge Saturday, went 5-for-5 with three doubles. You know, hits a big home run in this game to get the Phillies back on track to eventually win this by scoring three runs in the eighth inning and end up winning the ball game, getting a nice 7-5 victory. And now you look up, they were, you know, heading into this series, they were on the outside looking in. I'm pretty sure they were just like a half game back of the D-backs. They might have been a half game back, but a tie. But then the D-backs had the tiebreaker with the run differential. And big series for the run differential to get back over. Now they're plus nine. And they were like minus three heading into the series. Now they're plus nine. And it helps when you win those games 9-1 and 7-1, like you did 7-1 victory in the Field of Dreams game, which I'll get to in a second. But it was big because now the Phils are sitting here 67-58, and especially like the Padres, they won 2 of 3, I believe, over the weekend. And so right now the Phils are sitting 5 games back. They're in the second wild card spot. Cubs have the first wild card spot, 72-53. They've been playing good baseball, but The Phils right behind them at 67-58. Padres are tied with them 67-58, but the Phillies have the run differential tiebreaker over them. And then Arizona is now outside looking in. They're 66-59. They're a game back. And the Marlins, who the Phillies have coming up next, are 64-61, and they are three back of the wild card. So it's really like Cubs, Phillies, Padres all sitting in those wild card spots. And then it's the Diamondbacks, Marlins, and Cardinals really are the ones with the best shots. Now the Pirates, Nationals, and the Reds all 6.5, 7.5, and 7.5 games back of the wild card. Still a chance. I mean, there's still a month and a half left in the season, but really it's the Diamondbacks, Marlins, and Cardinals who are still in that wild card race right now. And really that's changing. It feels like, you know, night to night, series to series, these things are changing right now. And that's where you can't try to overreact too much. And I know, look, this is a WIP podcast. We, at Sports Radio, clearly, like, that's what we do. We overreact a lot, which that's just how it is. But I think you have to be careful, especially right now, series to series. You know, Boehm has a big series. Stott's been on fire the last, like, month and a half. And you just have to do your best with players and games and series right now where you try not to overreact too much. I'm still dying on the hill that the Phillies are going to be fine and they're going to make the playoffs. And I'm not just saying that now because they're back in a wild card spot. No, I was saying that a couple of days ago when they were outside looking in at a playoff spot. And I know they haven't been playing the best baseball since the All-Star break and the beginning of July, but still believe as long as I said it, last like three or four podcasts, as long as they stay healthy, they're making the playoffs. And I still believe that just because of the competition in the National League in that wild card race right now. So, and like I mentioned before, the Cubs, who have been playing much better baseball, but they have gone through the ups and downs like no other team with the 10-game win streaks, but also mixed in with some bad losing streaks, and they're playing bad baseball. But the Cubs right now, 72-53, but who knows where they're going to end up? Right now, it doesn't feel like the Phillies are going to, you know, surpass the Cubs or anything, but how do you know? I mean, like, I've seen crazier things, and then the Cubs have gone through, and I know they had a good trade deadline. That's also something to add there too. And Clay Holmes, his last time out was really good. And I thought the Cubs had a good deadline. But just the point being is that even with those, you know, additions, like the Cubs have, they've had points in the season where they play bad baseball. They've been up and down. So I'm just saying, I mean, it's, look, they're 19 games over 500. And I know I'm not trying to go off on too much of a tangent here, but you get the point. So it was a really good 3 out of 4 days because they had the Friday off because the Phillies were playing in the Field of Dreams game. So, you know, I did a preview on Thursday morning of the Field of Dreams game. And look, I was really excited for it. It was something that I was hoping the Phillies were going to be able to play in, you know, at some point. And they did on the third one, which is pretty cool. Now, do I wish it was like more of a bit of a different matchup? Wasn't the Phillies and the Twins? Yeah, I was hoping maybe it would be a matchup that makes sense, like Phillies and the Mets, Phillies and the Braves, some type of rivalry there, even if it was like, I know the Yankees did in the first one, but something like that, something that just like made sense. But yeah, I guess Minnesota's not all that from the Midwest. I don't know, but either way, I was hoping it'd be a different matchup. But at the end of the day, it, you know, you got the Phils in it. And it was cool, man. Like, look, it wasn't really any bit different than the other Field of Dreams games that we've had in the past. Just as far as like, yeah, they had the legends come out of the cornfield and yeah, the players come out of the cornfield. That was cool. I thought Netflix did a good job with the broadcast. As far as the game itself, couldn't have gone any better, really. Just as far as like, Phil's got a nice win. He had Schwarber leading off with a bomb out into right field into the corn. That was great. Hopefully this means that Schwarber is going to get going to have a really good next month and a half. I mean, he had not been hitting all that many home runs in the last like month or so. So we know how important it is for Schwarber to be hitting them Schwarbombs, and he hit two in this game. One that led off the game You had Marsh's dinger, and you had a really good start from Aaron Nola, giving you five innings of what? It was one-run ball, right? One-run ball, and five innings of one-run ball, and allowed five hits, had the nine strikeouts, and I think that the thing is that's really important is the stuff looked probably better than it has in a really, like, you know, in a while. And, like, this is my point on why I've not given up on Aaron Nola entirely. Because, again, the one thing that I have said, I mean, Aaron Nola has never thrown super hard. So it's not like we've seen like a 5 mile per hour difference, you know, drop in his velocity. And he's 33 years old. And I know he's coming off a year last year where he'd been dealing with injuries. But maybe that's also a thing why it's taken him a bit to get back. But, I mean, this is the first time, I think, in a while that Nola has been able to give you like four, you know, at least quality starts in a row where, you know, going back to Miami about 3 weeks ago, gave you a good start, 5 2/3, only allowing one run. And then Washington, 6 innings, 3 earned. And then against Toronto, the one before the Minnesota one, 5 innings, 2 runs. And then against Minnesota in the Field of Dreams game, 9 strikeouts and only allowing the one run. Did have 3 walks, but only allowed the one run. That's the most important thing. And again, my big thing for Aaron Nola has been just get the momentum going to be your best self for the playoffs. Now, obviously, they need him to pitch his best so they make sure they get into the playoffs. But I want Nola to be at his best come playoff time. And this is why I have not wavered hope for Aaron Nola, because I know, only 4 straight starts, but still, that's better than it's been in a long time. Really, it's been like little short spurts of like 2 or 3 starts where he gives you, like, okay, maybe Nola's getting something going, and then all of a sudden, blow up start. And then he gets in a bit of a rut where his next couple of starts are bad. Hopefully, Nola can get on a little bit of a roll here, and I think that's really important. Yet Nola pitched really well in the Field of Dreams game. And again, I thought the Field of Dreams game went just about as well as it could have gone. And again, my whole thing is, like, I'm glad they're not doing the Field of Dreams game, you know, every year. They're doing one next year. Again, I really want that one at once, like once every 3 years, I think would make sense. Like, it was cool the first time, or even the second time. I was like, okay, Field of Dreams game. And even the third time, it was nice here because the Phillies were in it. But, you know, I guess it's nice this was the first one in 4 years, because you don't want this every year, because it's like, all right, it kind of gets like, all right, we get it. Field of Dreams, the movie, becomes a little too much. But it was nice. Field of Dreams game ended up being...
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MAINTAINX.com, an Autodesk company.
Really cool. And you know, Phil's winning that game the way they did, ended up making it even better. So the rest of the week, you know, the rest of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Lizardo was great. He continues to be so good. I've said this, and you know, I said at the beginning of the year, I really feel like when Hages Lizardo is going at his best, when he's at his best, and when he's consistent, and when he's at his best, he is one of the best pitchers in baseball. And he's been pitching, you know, like the top three. We know it. Wheeler, Sanchez, and Lizardo. That's your three-headed monster right there. And Lizardo, when he's pitching like this, I mean, he has been really, outside of like the first like three-ish weeks of the season, he has been fantastic. And he continued that on Saturday. And, you know, Alec Bohm had a big day. Bryson Stott continues to rake. I mean, really, I'm really thinking about Stott and Bohm because I think they're really important to the lineup. I mean, you know, even with the Arias addition, I really think that Stott and Bohm are really important, especially as Brandon Marsh has, you know, really cooled off since that really hot first half of the year. Yeah, really, really, really important for Stott and Bohm to continue to hit, and especially for Bohm here. I mean, he had a big weekend, 2-for-4 with the home run yesterday. The day before that, 5-for-5 with three doubles. I mean, that's what this is. You know, it's important. So, good sweep for the Phils over the Twins. That's what you want. Time for the Phils to, you know, let's the first 2 months of Mattingly's tenure, let's do it again now, and let's get right into this too. Man, I don't know if you've seen it this morning. There was a report from Bob Nightingale. Maybe was this last night or was this morning? It might have been while I was sleeping. But report from Bob Nightingale that the Phillies, and this is the quote from the article, Philadelphia Phillies interim manager Don Mattingly, who took over for Rob Thompson on April 28th, not only must lead the Phillies to the postseason, but likely to the World Series or even win it to be asked back. Alex Cora, who turned down the job when Thompson was fired, is expected to be the Phillies' next manager, barring a World Series berth or title. Now, first thing when I saw this was like, I guess I'm like not surprised. That's probably what maybe Dombrowski is thinking. But the one thing I am surprised is after I thought about that was, why would this come out? Like, who would leak that? Who would leak this to a reporter that like mid-season, while the Phillies are in a playoff race here, that Don Mattingly is not going to be back unless the Phillies at least get to the World Series? Because we've heard it, you know, earlier on in the season that Don Mattingly said that he would actually be interested in managing beyond this season. Even though he only wanted to be here for a year or two. I think his contract's 2 years. I think he said that he would be interested in managing beyond this season. As the season's gone on, he's kind of thought about that. And I don't see how the only proper thing I really could have thought of, and maybe any of you guys listening out here want to let me know what you think about this, is that obviously, Dombrowski and Cora have a really good relationship, and Dombrowski and Cora really like each other. The only thing that I could have thought about with that being said is that maybe these players, maybe, and this is just a thought, and I'm not saying this is what it is, and maybe it's not. It's probably more towards not, but this is the only thing I could have really thought of and after seeing this was maybe these players really like Don Mattingly. And maybe some of the players have expressed that to Dombrowski, maybe. And Dombrowski is so set on Cora being the manager where he says, well, the only way I'm not getting, maybe telling the players, the only way Cora is not going to be here is if you guys play your ass off, and maybe to motivate them to play your ass off, and you guys at least get to the World Series. Maybe. That's the only way, maybe, for this season. But I don't know how much that remotely makes sense. To where maybe it's just a little bit of motivation for the players and for even the manager himself. I don't even know how much that makes sense. I saw what Seltzer was talking about with the morning show this morning, talking about like whether it's a Scott Boras thing. I don't know how much of that really makes sense. I don't know how much that I just can't see that, but. The only, like I mentioned here, with maybe Dombrowski, I don't even know who would leak that. Though, like, would Dombrowski leak that? I don't know. I would love to have like a real answer about this, like a real like, oh, it's definitely this or it's not. Or really have a super duper duper strong opinion on this. But I'm gonna be honest with you, man, it's a really confusing thing. It is a confusing thing to why would this be leaked? And sometimes things happen where you don't really have a big answer for it. I don't know what the answer for this is, other than maybe they're trying to motivate the players and Mattingly to say like, hey, if you guys don't show me that you can get to at least a title this year, then I'm going with Cora because he's my guy. That's the only thing that I can really, 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 really think of. But even that to me is, I don't know about a pipe dream, but it's probably unlikely. That's where I am on this report that Mattingly is only staying unless the Phillies get to a World Series or win the title. So definitely a really weird thing, I think, to come out. Just an odd thing to come out. Just odd. So that's the only thing that I can really think of. Okay, injuries and transactions before we get to a little preview of the Marlins series. So injuries to talk about. Trey Turner, who has a day-to-day right quad contusion. He departed from the game on Saturday after fouling a ball off his right leg, and then he fell kind of weird on his ankle. And he said after the game it looked way worse than it was, And then he wasn't in the lineup yesterday but was potentially available off the bench. He did not come off the bench, but he was available. Rafael Marchand, who has patellar tendonitis in his left knee, going back to his IL stint that started on July 24th, is expected to return. Still to be determined. He began his rehab assignment with AAA Lehigh Valley about 4 days ago. He'll continue to ramp up gradually with the Iron Pigs. Initially sustained the injury about a month ago after feeling something on a swing. And then the last one here is Tanner Banks, who we have not seen on the team in some months, is expected to return mid to late September. I mean, he'd be important. If he could get back to being what Tanner Banks was like last year and the first, you know, when he was traded here, that would be nice to get him back and, you know, be an important part of this bullpen. Because expected return to be mid to late September. He has progressed to throwing bullpen sessions. Next step will be throwing live batting practice, possibly as soon as this week. So, I mean, look, I don't know what the deal would be there with Banks, whether they would even bring him back. But, I mean, he'd be important to the bullpen because, I mean, this bullpen still, even with the addition of Brooks Raley, I still think, you know, can use all the help it can get. So those are your injuries to note of. That's thank you to Phillies.com for the updates there and the info. All right, so they start a preview tonight in about, I'm recording this at, you know, a little right before 6 o'clock. They're beginning a preview against the Marlins, or excuse me, they're beginning a series against the Marlins. It's a 3-game set. Marlins are coming into this series playing solid baseball over their last 10, 6-4 in their last 10 games. By the way, this is a home series. 6-4 in their last 10 games. They're sitting 64-61. On the season, currently third in the NL East, right behind the Phils, and the Phils are sitting right now in the NL East 7.5 back. Marlins are sitting 10.5 back, and like I mentioned, they are in the wild card race right now, where they are 3 back of the Padres in for that third wild card spot. D-backs right in front of the Marlins. So that's where the Marlins are sitting right now. Again, like I said, 6-4 in their last 10 games. Their rankings right now in Major League Baseball, 17th in runs scored for their lineup. Starting pitching, 11th in ERA. And then their bullpen also is 11th in ERA. And then these pitching matchups. So if tonight at 6:40 will be Jansen Junk versus Christopher Sanchez. Tomorrow at the same time at 6:40 ET will be Tyler Phillips versus Zach Wheeler. And then Wednesday, 6:05 for the series finale. Hopefully Nola can keep it going as he's going up against Sandy Alcantara. So the former Cy Young Award winner for the Marlins and Sandy against Knowles, who formerly the third, I believe it was third that year in 2018. Now it's going to make me upset, but I'm going to find it right here, right now. Yep, third in Cy Young voting way back in 2018. But so Alcantara versus Nola, and then that's what it's looking like for the Phils this series. Before they had, well, they're going to stay in Philadelphia and play a three-game set versus the St. Louis Cardinals to round out the week. So, all right, that will do it for another episode of Phillies Today. It has been Francisco Rojas. I'll talk to you guys back on Thursday. But stay tuned for other episodes on the channel. Talk to you guys soon.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.